Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. I love that announcement. That's so cool. Guy's got voice and depth from his toes, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Lots of fun coming up today, guys. We're going to be talking a little bit about the Ultimate Fishing Show that's coming up in Michigan. It's kind of the kickoff to the outdoor shows across the Midwest. We'll talk a little bit about that. And the North American Natural Archery in Schools program, a little survey just came out, and I think you might be interested in, Don.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Good to see you guys.
Don. Yeah, always good to be seen.
Ava?
It's good to be seen.
Seen and viewed, right?
Yes.
Hey, you know, lots of things in the news as I'm digging through. Don always gives me grief for this, Ava, but Lindsey Vonn making a big comeback, right?
She wouldn't are be
a
we skier, su- are she? We surprised?
Skier. Oh,
at
she's
all?
A skier. Yeah.
Who is she?
A skier.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, of course. But
is she still? I mean,
it's, unless you've been under a rock, it's a huge story. Am I right? So it's a big story.
All right, we're going to hear
she,
about it.
She's making. I see it. I don't have notes on it, Don.
Oh.
I don't, because
this is how much he cares. He so knows it. He
just I know it knows by it. Heart. She started out. She's making a comeback.
Yep.
She's been out of it for maybe 8 years or whatever it was. Had partial knee replacement. She started out, first race was 23rd. She's in pre-qualifying for the national team and the World Cup. And then her next race, she was 19th. Then it was 14th. She just got done with another race and practice race, and she was 10th overall.
And these are just the U.S. women?
It's practice runs. They do practice runs and they measure. And no,
your
this is
overall. Oh,
this
okay.
is 10th overall.
And she's trying to make the U.S. team.
And she made the U.S. team
okay.
with her points.
Okay.
But they have a practice run, and she just ended up in 10th for the practice run. So realistically, it's pretty crazy, but she may have an opportunity that I didn't think she would have. I thought it was a snowball's chance somewhere really warm
yep.
that she was going to be able to make and make the comeback, yes, be successful in being competitive at that level was a very strong question mark.
Right.
And it really comes down to the training that she's been putting in to get to where she is. It's pretty crazy. The intense.
How old is Lindsey Vonn?
40.
Wow. I mean, that's most of your football players are done by then.
So yeah,
physically.
She was actually with the U.S. team. She was cheering on our cross-country person.
Jesse Diggins?
Jesse Diggins.
Oh, sure.
And she was just doing tour de ski, and Jesse was battling plantar fasciitis.
Really?
In a big way. And she actually got bronze in the tour de ski, which is a giant. She couldn't believe it. But they got tour de ski, they got bronze there. So the U.S. Women's Cross Country, again, just really doing well on that side of it. But Lindsey was there to cheer on the team. So really kind of a cool story. And she's embracing the team element, where normally it's somewhat of a team sport, but in that side of the fence, she has been more a little on her own, and I think she's really embracing that team and what it's really doing and really providing, I think, a lot of input to the younger racers as they all looked up to her when they were growing up.
Of course.
And her level of, I don't know, insight, I think, is probably one of those things that can really help with those racers to give the mental game. Because it is a huge mental game. So,
How is Michaela Schifrin doing?
Good. She's actually going to start racing. She should be at that next race. So they
are they in the same type of races?
No. Lindsay's more of the speed events. Yep. So if our listeners aren't familiar with the speed events, there's multiple events that happen in the World Cup. There's slalom, which is many, many turns and flexible yep. gates. Then there's giant slalom, which is the next. And actually, there's another one in there that is a city slalom where it's a paneled gate where it's not where you hit them with your shin, but it's a head-to-head. So that's another avenue that they throw in there as an evening sport. Then GS, which is a little bit bigger turns. Then there's Super G, bigger turns yet. And that's where the speed events come in. Super G and downhill are the two events that Lindsay has always competed in. And normally it's younger racers are the ones that are doing that slalom, strictly that slalom and GS. Now, Michaela, very smart for her, is the fact that speed events can be very detrimental to your health. If you crash, you can be out for an extended period of time. There's the speeds that they're going.
Yeah, that happened to me.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. It was a terrible thing. I think I saw it in Wild World of Sports, the agony of the feet when you hit that. It was horrible. But that was a jumping accident, Don. When you were ski jumping?
No, I wasn't jumping.
No, you weren't?
No, uh-uh. No,
you were leaping?
No, I was.
You were just landing.
I was
skip the jumping
pizza
part.
Wedging you're down
just,
the hill.
Okay, just
and it started an avalanche.
Okay, perfect. And it was rolling downhill from there, just like this conversation. Yep. But no, and you brought up Michaela Schifrin. She had been impaled by either a gate or a drill. I'm not sure how when she crashed in one of the events about 4 weeks ago, and it was infected, and it took a little longer for her to get back, but. It actually punctured into her
side
body cavity.
Wow.
And had to have that a little bit of surgery on it to get that fixed around. But other than that, she's back at it. And it's amazing. She said how stressful it is on the muscles of, you know, your core when you're dealing with the level that they're at. But cool story out of that. And with Lindsay coming back, it could be very interesting in the Olympics. To have that as a story with two very well-renowned Olympic athletes.
The Olympics would be, what, in 26?
Yeah.
Okay. Looking forward to it. Yeah. Then we can talk curling. Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Throwing the rock.
Yep.
I love that. It's always fun.
I'll bring you up to date on that when it happens.
Okay. Don, I can't
I know
wait.
You can't wait.
I'm
it's
literally
getting become
holding,
really popular, by the way.
I think I'm holding my breath.
Yeah.
You know. It is a huge deal.
It is.
I mean, you can have breakfast and watch them curl. There's restaurants in town that, is that not crazy?
That have it on, you bet.
I know. Well, they actually do it in person, too. Speaking of in person, you better stick around, be in person. We're going to be here coming right back after these words.